Coming to you from Redondo Beach, California and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is a show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hey, man, welcome to episode 10 of the Function Get Option Podcast. This is Jeff Spicoli. I guess this show is like fun, irreverent, about WordPress. Dude, that's awesome. What's WordPress? Anyway, I'm here with my bodacious buddies, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. That's a cool name. Kyle Maurer. Anyway, over to you two guys. Enjoy the show.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff, for stopping by and introducing us. Yeah, I'm Kyle.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Spicoli. That's awesome. You sound just like you did 30 years ago. That's amazing. So pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
That is cool. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little winded right now. I went on a jog this afternoon. Man, oh. I'm out of shape. I need to do this more. So
your words, not mine. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's cut to the show here. Let's keep the show tight. What do you think?
Tight.
All right. So any updates you want to share? Do you want me to share my updates first?
Yeah, you go first. Okay. After you, my friend.
Right on. So currently what's going on? I'm fostering a dog at the moment, which is not going super well. You know this already. We talked about this and you saw. So Sophie, she's actually lying in the studio right here, nice and sleeping, but she gets excited and pees everywhere whenever I come home. And no jokes, please. And she has some anxiety, some of this stuff, so it's not going to end well. I mean, we're not going to, like, end her, and we're not going to eat her.
So. Okay.
Anyway, so I'm trying to foster a dog, trying to help somebody out, but, you know, we'll see. There's a dog for us out there somewhere. And what else? Oh, I shared on my other show, Kitchen Sink WP, earlier this week. We're recording on a Friday, but, you know, the episode came out this earlier week, was my six-month solo career journey. Did a nice share there about what's going on and being a solopreneur. Got some nice support, some emails, tweets. You know, it's just, we slog it out, you and me, right? So,
yeah. You have another show?
One could ask you the same.
Oh, you're right. Well, that's a good update, and I hope things go well. I know things will. So things have been kind of fun for us. Today was kind of exciting for us. A couple weeks ago on this show, I alluded to the fact that my team and I had been talking about what to do with this free plugin of ours. We've been having people use it for years on .org. It's getting kind of popular. People like it. What should we do? Introduce some paid add-ons or a pro version. We went live with a pro version today.
Ooh, nice.
Pretty sweet.
Very sweet.
So I'm pretty excited about it. Obviously, like, just went live. I don't have like a sale yet or anything like that. I don't even know if anybody's ever seen it, but it's going to be interesting to see how this turns out. It's quite an experiment for us.
Awesome. Congratulations with that. How much do you want to mention it now or not really? Or you think wrong time, wrong place?
Well, I mean, I don't want to pitch anything, but if anybody's curious to take a look at it, you can go to realbigpluggins.com and look for Client-Pro.
There you go. That's good enough. Okay. Awesome. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Good. It's good.
Yeah. So one other thing I want to share. I mean, we've got our 10 episode milestone here. Woo woo.
That is double digits. We have 10 episodes, 10 listeners. Awesome.
This is pretty good.
We have more than 10 listeners. I haven't looked lately at any stats because I don't usually care about them too much. Our sponsors care sometimes, but speaking of sponsors, there isn't one today, but if you want to be one, by all means, like that segue, go to the website, getoptionspodcast.com, and you'll see on the top right, sponsor the show. So check that out or become a sponsor, whatever it may be, whatever I worded it. But yeah, by all means. So yeah, we are doing great. We have sponsorship opens, we have listenership, we are growing. Episode 10, I couldn't be more excited.
I'm pretty excited. One other thing I want to share, you know, hey, here we go. Let me hit with some breaking news. Last week I sang about my WordPress blues. We published the post and great feedback ensues. We got compliments and laughs without any boos. Friends told us to keep doing what we do, but if you're listening, consider leaving a review.
Nice.
Help make our dreams come true. That's right, dear listener. I'm talking to you.
Ooh, yeah. You're throwing
that's
it
a
down.
Call out, that's right? A call out. Yeah, that's a throw that's down. All I got to say. Just leave us some reviews. We want to hear it.
Okay. Right on. Cool. All right. Moving along. News and updates in the WordPress space itself. I'll take this first one. WordPress 4.73 rolled out this week. Yeah, it was this week, a couple days ago, 4 or 5 days ago. When you listen to this is the week of, I don't know, March 5th, 6th, something like that. So 4.73 should have updated automatically if you have automatic updates turned on. If you don't, do a backup first, of course, and Yeah, it solves problems. So, what else is in the news? What do you want to share?
Just really important. The craziest thing happened to me last night. I was driving home from a friend's house.
This is regarding WordPress?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I pulled up to this red light at this intersection, and I saw a cat sitting at one of the corners. And guess what it did?
I don't know.
It walked across the intersection diagonally.
Huh. I'm not sure what to do with that information.
Kitty corner.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't have anything to do with WordPress.
I know, but it's funny.
Oh, gotcha. So, okay. Try one more time. You want to do it again? Or just want me to just go ahead and go, oh, kitty corner. I get it.
So there was a cat on the corner of the intersection. And guess what it did?
What did it do, Kyle?
It walked diagonally across the intersection.
That's awesome. Kitty corner.
There you go.
Okay.
Crazy. Now, had I
been known that was coming, I need to have in my bank of sound effects here, I need to have the wah, 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 or the applause. Either way, you can go either way with this, right, people? Anyway. All right. So other things in the news of WordPress are...
Clef shut down.
Yeah. That's crazy. Now, I don't... Clef. They're big in a sense. I mean, you know, they've shut down. If you don't know what Clef is, what's Clef? Why don't you explain what Clef was?
Clef was a pretty interesting security service. They had a WordPress plugin that was fairly popular that allowed you to authenticate using this pretty trippy, cool looking cell phone app thing.
Right.
A lot of my friends like to use it. It was like this two-factor authentication sort of trick. That made logging in kind of fun.
Right. It was called the Clef Wave. Yeah. I actually, Jesse was on Kitchen Sink WP podcast episode 32, which was because I met them at WordCamp San Francisco and he was on the show. So it was a while ago. And the shutdown, I think, caught a lot of people off guard, honestly.
I think that's true.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the reason being, I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked to him yet. Actually, I did reach out because I'm trying to connect him with somebody else. But I believe that the monetization possibility or potential for enterprise maybe never took off. I don't know. But that's just my guesstimation, I guess. So, well, maybe I'll find out. Maybe we won't. But, yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? I did hear something about the team moving over to Twilio.
Twilio?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're always in on the rumors.
Someone mentioned it to me. I don't know. So, we'll see. Anyway. All right. So, that's it in the news. What was that?
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
That's right. Sunday.
Okay. No, it's wrong sound effect. So, all right. So, hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
Tell me, Adam. Tell me.
That's right, people. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We did some research. We reviewed them. And now we have your questions answered starting right now. Okay. Nice and short. I'm trying to keep that a little shorter this time versus the entire, 30 seconds. I thought you might appreciate that.
I do.
Good. All right. So I'm going to ask the first question. Yes? How's that sound?
Hit me.
Okay. So this is sent in by Eric. He said, how would you decorate your options table given unlimited resource?
Unlimited resources. Huh. It's fun. Thanks for the question, Eric. Playing on our show name, we know all about options.
Right.
And WordPress, which is something else we know all about, has an options table. It's super great. So let's give you a little bit of a lesson about the options table. If you don't know much about it, let's talk about WP options. It exists in every WordPress install, but it's kind of different than the other tables that exist by default. The options table, it stands alone. It's not linked to any of the other tables. It doesn't relate to your content in any way like all the other tables do. It's separate, like a separate building on your property or like a shed or a garage. It's on its own. But it's very, very important. It's like the command center. It's kind of like, you know, intelligence from Team America World Police or Zordon from Power Rangers or the Oracle from The Matrix or a robot from Lost in Space or M from James Bond or Mr. Whitaker from Adventures in Odyssey or the Sorting Hat in Harry Potter or
wow.
Wilson.
Okay. From okay. I think we get that. Yeah.
Rafiki from The Lion King, or Data from Alien, or the Tree of Souls in Avatar, or you get the idea by now.
Right.
Okay. So, the options table, it's a little different. Now, if I had to decorate it, the first thing you got to do when you're decorating is you have to do some cleanup. So, I would look into cleaning up my options table. There's a lot of tutorials on how to do this. If it's your first time, just do some Google searches. I could probably link in the show notes to some articles that I think do a good job, but remove leftover data. Remove unnecessary transients. Please clutter out the options table, and that'll help you move into decoration. And if I've needed to decorate after I've cleaned up, probably introduce some very semantic, intelligently labeled options while not storing too much data.
Oh, wow. So you went, started with what I expected, and then went really, value added content there. I'm impressed. Because,
well, I try.
Because I, you know, I could say, so my answer to this would, for you, Eric, would be I could say rainbows and unicorns is how I would decorate my options table and make some people happy. But this being the irreverent WP, you know, WordPress show, I'm going to go with a little rap that I wrote.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. Timing's everything. I didn't tell Kyle.
Psych.
It's like, but I do have some WordPress haiku that may work here.
Oh.
One should always use proper formatting for the fear of a white screen. That's all I got. Because, you know, because you covered it better than I could have even tried. So there you go.
I don't know. I don't think I even came close to your answer. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So I don't know. So
I feel like I want to print that and frame it and hang it above my desk.
Well, maybe I'll sell it on Etsy. One should always use proper formatting for the fear of a white screen. So, you know, it's Japanese poetry. It's right there. It's haiku. It's WordPress haiku.
All this time I've known you, this is another hidden talent.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, all right. I think I've answered my end on that. You good with yours?
I feel pretty good about that. I hope that Eric considers it a helpful answer.
Right. Okay. Okay.
We got another question here.
Yeah.
So you ready for this, Adam?
I am.
This one comes from John Parkinson in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And he asks, hey, I have given several presentations at WordCamps, but I still get the jitters. What brand of alcohol do you recommend to remedy this situation? Seriously, though, I know, don't call me Shirley. I am still nervous giving a presentation or recording an interview. Any tips from two seasoned speakers? That's us, Adam.
Oh, wow.
Also, thanks for the mention and the song in episode 4. Very much appreciated. Well, thank you, John, for the question. Right. What do you got, Adam?
Wow. So we are the seasoned speakers.
You might say that.
Wow. I mean, all right. Okay. So, well, it's actually, I think, three questions, but I'll take them head on. Okay. Number one, Purple Passion or any Chardonnay in a box? Question two, recording the interview, just give it up, throw in the towel. And option number three, giving the presentation, wear a bow tie. You can't go wrong.
Awesome.
Okay. So actually,
I don't even know if I need to answer the question.
Yeah. I mean, I have some other options as well. Those are just kind of maybe some options. Those are my light options light. Right? Maybe it's a transient option. I don't know. Do you want to answer yours first, or should I answer? Should I give my alternative?
I can answer the first question.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the liquor. Yeah. I think that you can be strategic about this. You want to go with something that makes you feel professional, sophisticated, and confident. For me, I like something like Bailey's, or maybe you and I both have an affinity for a whiskey sour.
Oh yeah,
something that's a little strong but tasty. Something that will encourage you but not humble you. So be careful with that.
Yeah. We should do a show called just about like liquid courage, WordPress courage. I don't know. Okay. Yeah. So purple. I think you're right. I think maybe the whiskey sour makes more sense than the Purple Passion. I just was reverting back to my college days. Anyway.
Where you did lots of public speaking?
Something like that. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. So my other options here for you, John, are this. For drinking wise, if you need something, okay. I know it's kind of a light question, but you know, whatever works for you. Okay. The second and third questions, it's really about passion, prep, and purpose. Ding! It's a trademark right there. Passion, prep, and purpose. I'm totally going to trademark that. So if you have the passion for the topic at hand, that will help both interviewing someone as well as presenting the topic. The prep comes in. It's key here. Can you over prep? No, not really. You can get so comfortable with the content that it seems effortless. And I like to think of myself, I like to use Robin Williams as a reference point. People thought he was completely off the cuff and improv'd. He wasn't. He was really good because he practiced so much. He just knew his content so well. And then people just expected him to be so quick-witted and fast that he accepted the fact. But he knew his content in and out. So you can't over-prep. You just get really comfortable with it. And then you can break the rules of going with what works and then coming back to the baseline. Okay. And then the purpose is, why are you doing it? The interview, the prezo. If you're clear on the value that you're adding, then make it about them, the interviewer audience, then you're on the right track. If you make it about you, wrong approach. So that's my take on it.
I love it.
Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, I want to remind John, too, that everybody gets the jitters. We all get nervous. I mean, do you think when Adam and I donned superhero capes back in that closet at Ann Arbor before coming out on presenting that we weren't nervous?
I wasn't. Heck yeah, we were. I wasn't nervous. No. Honestly, truthfully, I mean, I do get, you know, there's hesitation. You hope it's going to go well. You hope you kind of know your stuff. I want to be nervous. I want to have the energy, because if you come in just like, if you come in, I don't know, at a 5, a 1 to 10 scale, honestly, here, I think it shows. When I used to do stand up, when I used to do performances, I would do push-ups. I would do jumping jacks. I want the energy up there. I want to be a little edge on edge. I want to be comfortable in my content. I don't want to be unprepared. That's different nervous, right? Nervous because, you know, at the end of the day, you want to do well. And actually, keep this in mind, John. Here's something I didn't share with you. Nobody wants you to fail. You go do a public presentation. You're speaking at a conference. The audience does not want you to fail, no matter what you think. They don't. They want the best for you. They don't want you to do bad. So keep that in mind. That usually helps to get over some jitters.
Yeah. And I think it's important to focus on topics that you really, really know. That's really going to help with your confidence. Something that you just know so well, you're so comfortable with, that any question that could be thrown your way isn't going to faze you. And there's a number of topics that I have that level of proficiency with, where I feel comfortable, like I can get on stage and, you know, when Q&A comes, mm-hmm. whatever they throw at me, you know, I'm going to be able to field that well, because this is my area. So kind of focus on those types of topics for your talk, and maybe pick, if you're not sure what those might be, don't consider yourself someone extremely advanced. Reflect, like, just look back on the time when you were in the early stages. Think about John from years ago when you were just getting started with WordPress and clicking around. I think about when I first started using the software, and when I needed to find something, I was clicking on every link in the admin menu to try and find it. I'm just so confused with how this WordPress thing worked.
I still click every link in the admin menu to find stuff.
Exactly. So think about John from back then and what you struggled with and the breakthroughs that you had and the lessons you learned from that. And you might start to come up with some ideas. Just remind yourself, you don't need to speak to advanced audiences. You can speak to whoever you're comfortable with. Speak to the John of a year ago or 2 years ago.
The John of Yore.
Yeah.
Actually, that should be the name of your blog or your next talk. John of Yore. How I conquered WordPress. There you go. See? John of Yore. Conquer
and get some practice. Get some practice at meetups. You don't need to go straight to WordCamps too. Practice the sessions at smaller, more intimate audiences with people you know.
Right,
it's a good start. Or join Toastmasters, John. You'd be a great member at a Toastmasters club. I love it.
Did you almost say Toastmasters? You almost pulled like a voice out of the bag. Like, Toastmasters? You gonna join Toastmasters? All right.
Shut up.
Wow. Okay. End of show. Anyway, all right. I think we're good there.
End of friendship.
Oh. I think we're good there. Moving on to question. Actually, it's not a question. This time we actually have another message from SpeakPipe. Someone called in and recorded a message. Let me go get... Oh, here. It's right here. Ready for it? Here we go.
Hello, my name is Carson. I have a question regarding WordPress. My question is, can WordPress help me get better grades? Thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks for the question, Carson. That's awesome. You sounded very young, so obviously in school. And yes, the answer is yes. Next question.
We don't have any more questions. That's been our show today.
Thank you. No, actually, just for full disclosure, that question sent in by Carson was my youngest son, my youngest child, who is a son. He is now 12 years old. So yeah, he sent that in. And it's a true question. He wanted to know one day. So I said, hey, send that in to the Get Options podcast, and we'll put you on the show. So why don't you go ahead and take a stab at that one, Mr. Kyle Maurer?
Man, this is a great question, Carson. And you're such a smart, charming lad thinking about things like this. I want to give you some advice here. WordPress totally could help you in a lot of ways. For one, it could help you make money. All you got to do, and WordPress, it's just awesome for this sort of thing. Simply, take your past tests after you complete them and you get your grade back. All your assignments. Upload them to a new site that you make. Then use Restrict Content Pro to create a paywall and sell access to these documents to new students. So you'll be cashing in on the answers that you've learned from all of these assignments. You'll earn a steady income as future students will throw money at you to get the answers for the upcoming quizzes and assignments. It's going to be great. You're going to make some dope money.
Wait. Is he going to make dope money, or is he going to make dope money? Because he's 12. Yes. And I'm not so sure I'm okay with one of those.
Here's an advanced option too. You might also go this route. You could create, if you get creative here, with a seemingly harmless blog, which you ask your teachers to visit. And then when they visit it, you'll run a script through which you hijack their browser and access all their files, thereby getting all your assignment answers in a flash. Bingo.
Bingo.
It's a little advanced, but it could make it happen.
He's a smart kid. He got away. He got around my Google DNS parental controls last year. Smart kid.
So he's a super smart kid.
He really is. I think those are great answers. I mean, honestly, interesting. You know, dope money, not so much so sure about. Dope money, sure, that's great. But I think the honest answer is yes. Can it help? Yes, it can help because you can learn some code, you can learn to design, you can teach like I do sometimes, you can set up a blog, you can share information. So there's a lot within there that you can learn education-wise. And at some word camps, there are kid camps. You know, is that what they call it? Yeah, it's called kid camp, I think, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
So, we haven't had one in LA. I don't know if ever. I thought about doing it again this year, but it's not going to happen. We're Camp Los Angeles this year. But, you know, there is plenty of things you can do that'll help you learn. So, actually, to get better grades, I think is really the question. So, let's think about that for a second. Well, yeah, mm-hmm. If you wanted to set up a site to have a place to store information and maybe quiz yourself, you know, you can probably set up have a plugin out there that might do something like flashcards, I'm sure. So yes, there is a way you can get better grades in school by using a WordPress website. So.
Yeah. I don't know how much could apply really immediately. It's been a little while for me and a little while for you since elementary school. So I couldn't exactly say how much it applies to your assignments right now. I just frankly don't know what they are.
Right.
But I can say, preparing for the future, some knowledge with WordPress is going to help you.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. You will encounter WordPress in your life, even not just because your dad is basically a pillar in the WordPress industry. many colleges and some high schools are incorporating blogging and web dev into their curriculum.
Right.
WP is the most popular, still growing. Learning these really sets you up for success in the future. WordPress is not quite as ubiquitous as something like Word, but it's still a very valuable skill to have in your resume. So learning this at an early age sets you above all your friends.
Right. I agree. Okay. Awesome.
Well, and ask if you're curious, if you ever bump into him, ask Chris Kristoff how his programming knowledge affected his primary education.
Yeah. Yeah. If Carson bumps into Chris Kristoff, that could be weird. Talk about brilliant. That kid's brilliant.
Yeah. Ask him for his stories for sure.
All right. So I think that's it for this week, huh?
Yeah. That's been episode 10. Double digits, bro.
That's
we
right.
did it.
That's
High
right.
five. Let's take a vacation. What do you say?
I'll see you next week.
We did get some good feedback from last week.
Yep.
Some friends reached out to us just encouraging us. So
yeah,
probably going to keep doing this.
Right on. So why don't you go ahead and do the wrap up?
Wrap up. Yo, 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 yo. Here we go. This is the end of the show. You can find us on getoptionspodcast.com where you can see our SpeakPipe and leave us a voicemail. You can fill out a contact form with a question that you have. You can send us an email to questions@getoptionspodcast.com. We will use it in a future episode. If you leave us a review on iTunes, we will mention you on the site. And thank you very much. And you can find me on Twitter at Mr. Kyle Maurer. Adam?
I'm over on Twitter as well at Hey Adam Silver. And that's it, I guess, huh?
Awesome. Rock on. Let's see you next week.
That's right. Bye. Okay. We're done.
Yeah.
It'll be about 24 minutes, I think. I mean, that gap I had, I don't know why that was weird. The big old time. I couldn't play. It's weird. Nice. I saved it. Right.
Yeah.